This podcast is produced by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada.
Hello, and welcome to Canada as I See It. Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'd like to thank Stephanie for introducing the show this week. Today is Mother's Day. This is a day that people will make that extra effort to recognize and spoil their mom. But since it's not a uniquely Canadian thing, I shall not talk about it. Seriously, though, do something for her. Today is also May the 12th. And the most significant thing that happened in Canada today is that in 1870, the Dominion of Canada purchased Rupert's Land from the Hudson's Bay Company, yes, that one, for 1.5 million Canadian dollars, or 300,000 British pounds. The 3.9 million square kilometers of land was estimated to be worth as much as $40 million. But the British government pressured the deal as, well, frankly, they didn't want the U.S. to get the land because the U.S. had just purchased Alaska from Russia. Why would Russia have Atlanta? I don't know. Purchased Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million just 3 years earlier. And by the way, all those dollar values are in 1870 dollars. So that 1.5 million in today's currency would be $35.8 million. Still, a real steal at any price. Although, you could only buy 32 average houses in Toronto for that these days. Something not right about that. So, what did they do once they got all that land? Well, like any developer, they cut it into smaller pieces. And one piece, a square 13,928 square miles, was designated as Canada's fifth province, Manitoba. It was so small. Go ahead, I'll wait. It was so small that it was nicknamed the postage stamp province. Although at the time, that's kind of, you know, the way it was, because it was only 1/18 the size that it is today. Oh my, how those kids grow up. The act that created the province is also known as, surprise, the Manitoba Act, Enactment Number 2, or, in other words, the Second Amendment to the British North America Act of 1867. And that's quite a bit different from the Second Amendment of our southern neighbor's constitution, isn't it? So, getting back to Rupert's Land, it was actually named after a guy named Rupert. Prince Rupert was the Hudson Bay Company's first governor from way back in 1670. And the area that his land took up was, well, humongous. No other word says it. The Hudson's Bay Company had exclusive rights to trade and to colonize all land containing rivers flowing into Hudson Bay. Another way to look at it, Northern Quebec, Labrador, Northern and Western Ontario, Manitoba, most of Saskatchewan, South and Central Alberta, parts of the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, parts of Montana, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota. So there you go. It was home to people of mixed European, French, Scottish, and Irish, and Indigenous heritage. Those people were also known as the Métis. When Canada took over the land, promises and treaties were made, essentially getting their consent to Canada having sovereignty over all the land. Unfortunately, many of the Manitoba's Act's promises were short-lived. Bureaucratic delays, savvy speculators, Indigenous people's unfamiliarity with these new rules led many to be taken advantage of. And because of this, many of the Métis moved westward in order to maintain their traditional lifestyle. Oh my, again, a history lesson. I could go on for hours, well, mostly with my rambling, but, you know, we've accepted that, haven't we? Yes. I really should cede the floor to my daughter Alexis. She's the teacher and history expert in the family. And it's her birthday on Tuesday. Happy birthday, Lexi. And happy birthday to Manitoba. You look great for 154. Now, I've never stopped there, but we did pass through the province while riding the Canadian train eastward from Vancouver a few years ago. We definitely want to check it out, at least Churchill one day, and visit the polar bears in an open setting. Now, I've spoken about seeing them in Cochrane, Ontario, but whoa, this would just take the cake. Well, you could say the birthday cake. Now, that's the three-joke rule. No more birthday references, I promise. If you'd like to be a part of my podcast, please send me a recording of you saying, "This podcast is produced by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada." You can send it by Facebook Messenger to me, James Warpole, or by email to asiseit@warpole.ca. And Warpole is spelled the same way both of those times. WHORPOLE. You can listen to Canada as I See It at podbean.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Please join in. The more the merrier. Thank you for listening, everyone, and I'll talk to you again next week. And that's a part of Canada as I See It. It is written and produced by me, James Warpole, and brought to life by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada. Our theme song is Night Owls by Brayden Deal. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at asiseit@warpole.ca. Join us every Sunday for another episode of Canada as I See It.